Jobs went to the Apple store in Palo Alto shortly before noon on April 5, the day the iPad went on sale. Daniel Kottke, his acid-dropping soulmate from Reed and the early days at Apple, who no longer harbored a grudge for not getting founders' stock options, made a point of being there. "It had been 15 years, and I wanted to see him again," Kottke recounted. "I grabbed him and told him I was going to use the iPad for my song lyrics. He was in a great mood, and we had a nice chat after all these years." Powell and their youngest child, Eve, watched from a corner of the store. Wozniak, who had once been a proponent of making hardware and software as open as possible, continued to revise that opinion. As he often did, he stayed up all night with the enthusiasts waiting in line for the store to open. This time he was at San Jose's Valley Fair Mall riding a Segway. A reporter asked him about the closed nature of Apple's ecosystem. "Apple gets you into their playpen and keeps you there, but there are some advantages to that," he replied. "I like open systems, but I'm a hacker. But most people want things that are easy to use. Steve's genius is that he knows how to make things simple, and that sometimes requires controlling everything."